The corner is very much similar to what it is right now, except where the visitor center is located. It was a much smaller building. It wasn't the new facade that you see now, so that was different. The park itself was about the same. The gas station on the corner wasn't there. It was just an empty lot. But the there's a restaurant right across the other corner and the other building. I forget what it is right now. But anyway, those were there. The pool was where it was located. When I got here, though, we were just taking it from a 25-meter pool to a 50-meter pool.
So doubling it in size.
Yes, and adding an L onto it for diving. That was under construction. I started in May, and we completed it right before the pool was to open in June. Across the street, there were two tennis courts, not four, and the library, much smaller than it is now. Right behind the library, there was a little park shop, a metal building, and the rest of that was empty.
The empty rest of meaning, city, what does that mean?
That means there was nothing there but prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs.
All the way to the end.
Okay.
So no police department, no justice building. It was.
And no Centennial Park.
No Centennial Park.
No Duck Pond.
No Duck Pond. Same thing across the way. In fact, they were still irrigating, and I think within a year or so, they quit irrigating and quit cutting hay where Parque de Vida is located. So it was pretty empty down that way. And take a look at it now. We have over 100 acres of parks just right in the center of town. We have our own Central Park. It's a combination of three of them.
That also means the rec center wasn't around. The rec center came a lot later.
Correct.
Okay. And one of the things that I'm struck by when I think of that, you know, back a long time ago, imagining that, I'm struck by how much more water there is. There's duck ponds, and there's grass, and there's trees.
Correct.
How did the city of Cortez get all that water?
There was an open, empty, it wasn't really being used after that property where Parque de Vida was located. They quit irrigating it, but there was an open ditch that ran all the way right up to the corner of Montezuma and Mildred. I've been told, I don't know this, but I've been told that at one point in time, irrigation went down Montezuma Avenue. Okay? That's part of the reason that we have the islands in Montezuma, and it's so wide, is that they were going to be doing irrigation off, because that's kind of a ridge right there. It runs north and south. The ridge runs east-west, but flows off north and south, and that they were going to irrigate. That was before my time. When I got here, the islands were already there. So it ended right there. Well, the city had some irrigation shares that had been using out the golf course, and then it proceeded to buy some more irrigation shares. Rather than continuing to use potable water, which is a lot more expensive to treat. And so that was one of the first things we started looking into is that, you know, how can we make this difference? How can we save some water? How can we do things differently? In fact, when I first got here, the library park is what we called it, right around the library, and City Park, Cortez Park, were irrigated by hands, sprinkler, and hose. So within a year and a half, we changed that over and started putting in an automatic system. It was just too time-consuming.
What else has changed just in general as, you know, we've described the prairie, the parks moving from prairie dogs to a wide open grassy space. What other changes do you see that really stick out to you?
You know, I think one of the biggest things that we began to take a look at is if we're going to have parks, you need to take care of them. People need to be able to appreciate them and go, you know, I'll give them more money, or I don't mind doing this, or I will support this if they see something that belongs to them and it's being taken care of. Up until that time, when I got here, they were watering and mowing. That was about it. Well, we started planting flowers everywhere. We started putting in more trees. And one of the biggest things is we started trimming also and edging, like along the sidewalks around the trees, so that you didn't just, you know, have growth and grass 6 inches deep around the trees and everything else was mowed, so that it looked nice and people could appreciate it. We also began to add playgrounds and space for people to use. when I first got here, essentially softball was king. We had a lot of softball. Little League was going, had a lot of baseball, and that was about it. And so that's when we began to branch out and start doing the soccer program, and eventually Tri-City Soccer took it over. We were doing basketball. There was a big swim team at that point in time. In fact, they had over 60, 80 members when it first started. And they had some state champions, and it was really a big deal. So anyway, we started working with them, the youth groups, about, you know, what can we do to make your programs better? How can we do this together?
What challenges do you remember as you look back on the City Parks development?
Well, I tell this story to a number of folks. I got here in May of 78, and about 2 weeks later, I went to my first city council meeting, and I had two councilmen who luckily went off that April or that fall. One of the city managers stood up and introduced me and said, "Here's our new Parks and Recreation director, blah, 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 blah." And one of them said, "Well, you know, when I was growing up, we just went out and played on the corner." And I thought, okay, well, okay. And then another one essentially said, "Yeah, we didn't need backstops. We just, all we did was throw down cardboard." And I thought, oh, wow, how long am I going to be here? 2 or 3 years, get my experience, move down the road. You know, nothing's going to happen. But and they weren't really against it, but it was just like it was a mind change. And I think once we started to take care of the parks much better, offer more with like the swim team and with baseball and softball, the community started coming around and going, okay, you know, these folks are doing some good things. Also within the first 6 months, we did a Parks and Recreation survey to find out what the community thought they needed, not wanted, but needed, what they really could use in the community. And surprisingly, that's what really started the thoughts about Recreation Center. That came out as the number one thing. That people thought they needed some place where the kids could go and play. The schools weren't always open. And in the winter, you can't play basketball outside. The swimmers wanted to be able to swim year-round. You know, it just went on and on. So that really got the first, got us thinking and helped to develop a vision of where we needed to go as a Parks and Recreation Department. And then we developed a Parks and Recreation Committee to do the first master plan within about 5 years to help us really flesh out, you know, we have this park, what do we need to do to it to make it better? At the same time, what facilities don't we have that we need to add? How long is it going to take us to add them? What are the feasibilities of adding them? How can we go about getting them approved if the money's not there? You know, all those types of things you just begin to think about instead of just going, oh, we need it. Well, we'll try and build one in 10 years. Hmm. Start planning, looking down the road.
What do you hope our parks will look like in 10 years?
Well, I know one of the biggest things that we're needing to do is all of our opportunities seem to come on the north side of town. We really need to expand to the south side of town. We've got some trails that kind of linked together and began to tie together on the north side. We did get a grant to do a portion of a trail along 7th Street, but we need to tie off to the west and then come north with that. So we need to continue with our bike trails and have them. Eventually, we'd like to have them encircle the entire community. So you could get on a bike, stay on a bike trail, go all the way around town, plus adding those parks and open space on the south side of town. Those are the number one things in my mind. And continue to keep up what we have. Can't go, oh, let's look down the road and forget what we have right now. We need to take care of what we have also.
Chris Burkett is City of Cortez Grants and Special Projects Administrator, and he used to be the Parks and Recreation Director.
Correct.
Thanks very much for coming in.
You're very welcome, Austin. Thank you.